Chapter 5. The Trial Begins. Soon, everyone in the village heard the news. Muff Potter killed Dr. Robinson, people said. In the afternoon, Muff Potter came back to the graveyard. He cried, and he told everyone,
"I didn't do it, friends."
Injun Joe told everyone his story too, but it was not the true story. Then Muff Potter went to prison. The village also wanted to punish Injun Joe because he opened the grave, but nobody wanted to catch him. Tom was sorry for Muff Potter. He wanted to tell the true story, but he could not. He was too frightened of his oath, and he was too frightened of Injun Joe. Tom and Huck visited Muff Potter in prison, and they took him food and other things. But it was terrible because Muff Potter thanked them a lot.
"You're good to me, boys," Muff Potter said, "and I won't forget it. I often helped the boys in the village, and now they forget old Muff. But you two don't forget. Boys, I did a very bad thing, and they will punish me for it. Learn from me and don't do bad things."
Finally, the trial began. There was one question to answer. Did Muff Potter kill Dr. Robinson? The trial was in a tall building in the middle of the village. Every day, Tom and Huck waited in the street outside, but they did not stand together. They did not go inside because it was too terrible. Tom listened to people in the street, and he learned about the trial. At the trial, Injun Joe told everyone his story again. At the end of the second day, everyone in the village understood one thing. Muff Potter killed Dr. Robinson. They wanted to punish him. The next day, everyone in the village came to watch the end of the trial. Poor Muff Potter looked terrible. At the trial, a man stood up and said,
"I saw Muff Potter washing in the river at 1 o'clock in the morning. He saw me and he ran away."
Muff Potter's lawyer said,
"I have no questions."
A second man stood up.
"Yes, that knife was with the dead body," he said. "It's Muff's knife."
Again, the lawyer said,
"I have no questions."
Muff Potter looked very unhappy. Finally, his lawyer said,
"Bring Thomas Sawyer."
What? Thought everyone. Nobody understood. What did Tom Sawyer know about Muff Potter? The lawyer asked,
"Thomas Sawyer, where were you at 12 o'clock on June 17th?
Tom looked at Injun Joe's face, and he could not speak. Finally, he said very quietly,
"I was in the graveyard."
"Speak louder, please. Don't be frightened."
I was in the graveyard.
Tom told the true story, and he finished with,
Injun Joe killed the doctor with the knife. Crash!
Injun Joe pushed past everyone and went through a window. After the trial, nobody could find Injun Joe. In the day, Tom was happy for Muff Potter. But at night, he was very frightened of Injun Joe, and he stayed at home.